Now, I'm wondering how many of you saw Tommy Gorman's fine documentary on RT television last week, Ireland Cancer and Me. It was Tommy's last piece of work for RT after his retirement as Northern Editor. And in the programme, Tommy relives the story that he previously told about being first diagnosed with a form of cancer back in 1994, a rare form of cancer, neuroendocrine tumours, or NETs. And he discovered then that under EU law, he was entitled to treatment available in another EU country. And in 1998, Tommy became the first Irish citizen to avail of treatment in a Swedish centre of excellence. And he told that story in an RT documentary. But last week's show took it a step further. And Tommy went on to look at how cancer services in Ireland have progressed since his treatment in Sweden.
Wow. Well, that's my final broadcast as Mortaguy's Northern Editor from this balcony. But before I hang up the microphone, there's one other piece of work I'd like to do. It's 20 years since I made a documentary called Europe, Cancer and Me about my experience of living with cancer. And I'd like to maybe try to make a programme to update that story.
It sounds like you're talking about postpone until the next treatment rather than postpone until death.
Yeah, postpone until next treatment.
So it sounds like I'm not going to die from this thing for a long time.
No, you seem to be very fit right now, and if we can keep the liver where it is, or even make it a little bit better.
How long?
That's a very difficult question.
Ireland Cancer and Me is still available on the RT player and well worth a watch. Another Tom is on the line, Tom Towie, who's a cancer survivor himself. Tom, you were watching that programme, and of course it had particular relevance for you, had it not?
I thought it was absolutely fantastic, Niall, to be quite honest, because it set out in graphic detail the tough route that cancer patients have to travel. And in Tommy's case, he had to travel quite a distance because he was working in Brussels at the time, and he was able to avail of a European directive where he could travel to another country to have his treatment. And he found a very good cancer centre of excellence in a place called Uppsala in Sweden.
Yeah.
And they were very, very good to him there. And, you know, initially, you know, you're in a very... he was in a strange country. He didn't know too many people in it. In fact, he knew nobody in it, I'd say. So that was a very daunting experience for him, and there was a very poignant point in the documentary where he had to sit down, and of course it's the question that goes through everybody's mind when you're diagnosed with cancer is, the question he asked the doctor was, how long have I got? Now that is a tough place to be, and I was there myself, and I had to ask that question as well, and everybody, I suppose, that has a serious cancer diagnosis does eventually get around to asking that question. But I thought the whole way through the documentary was fantastic, and it was even more so for him because eventually St. James's in Dublin and St. Vincent's had the expertise and the personnel to be able to treat that type of cancer, which is a rare type of cancer that Tommy had. And he was able to have his treatments here at home, which was a great relief to him, you know.
And that was the whole point of the programme, the fact that our cancer services thankfully have improved and come on in those years since Tommy first chronicled his battle and his
the cancer support here in Ireland at the moment is absolutely fabulous. And I know in my own case, when I was initially diagnosed in Sligo University Hospital, they were absolutely brilliant to me. I mean, the doctors and nurses in Sligo, Dr. Andy Hodson and Ger Rowley and their team on the oncology units, were absolutely fabulous to me and my family. And, you know, it's a big shock and you're in a very strange place, you know, and, you know, your life has been threatened when that word is issued. And they were very, very supportive. And I initially went into remission with the treatment I got there, you know, which was absolutely fabulous. But after a number, of course, I was going down to Dr. Andy and his clinic every month, every week initially, and then every month for the guts of a year, you know. And then after that, I got back on track, got back to work. Of course, I was off work for that year. I got back to work again. And eventually, anyway, after 2 or 3 years, go down every 2 months to him or whatever to clinics, he told me that I was doing very well, but that he thought that this thing might rear its ugly head again, you know. And He wanted me to look at the possibility, if I needed further treatment, that I was in a very fit state at that stage. I had got over my initial shock to the body and all of that, and I had recovered, I suppose. I was in remission. And he sent me to meet, to see a specialist at Galway University Hospital who worked out of St. James's and Leeds University Hospital in the UK. And I needed to see that man, I suppose, over the course of a year, the late 2007, when that Dr. Andy mentioned this to me first. During 2008, I had three meetings with this man over the course of the year. In November of that year, he told me, after quite a number of blood tests, that I would need to have a bone marrow transplant. And so then the long trek to St. James's in Dublin began. And, of course, when I needed to have the bone marrow transplant, I needed to find a donor. And, of course, that's always a big challenge. And initially they look within your own family to see if there'd be a match or a close match. And my sister was a close match in my own family. And, of course, she agreed immediately to become my donor, which was a huge plus for me. And I had the transplant in St. James's Hospital in Dublin in September 2009 under the direction of a brilliant professor, Elizabeth Vandenberg, and her team in St. James's, Professor Paul Brown and Dr. Evelyn Keneally. They were absolutely fantastic to me. And when I say the doctors and everybody in Sligo and Galway and in St. James's and Dublin, I consider everybody was good to me. The cleaning staff, the secretarial staff, the receptionists, the doctors, the nurses, everybody were absolutely fabulous and were hugely, hugely supportive, because a transplant is a big challenge, absolutely, to the body.
So Tommy's program brought it all back to you, what you went through. You know, you were asking the same questions as Tommy asked, as all cancer patients do inevitably. So,
yes, Tommy's program and Tommy's brilliantly... brilliant production brought all that back to me, all right, yeah. And, you know, while the hospitals are brilliant at treating the physical side of this ailment, the psychological side is equally as important. And there's only two hospitals in Dublin, I think, and I know St. James being one of them, that offer psychological services to help you recover mentally as well as physically, you know. And when I was discharged from James's, of course, you know, while you're in the hospital, you know, the doctors, nurses and everybody are really your support group. But when you are discharged and you have some time at home, then you really feel alone, you know. Yeah. And it was then, after a number of years, I suppose, that I decided to go to the Sligo Cancer Support Centre in Wine Street in Sligo. And they were hugely supportive to me as well, you know. So I did recover physically, but it took a long time. And psychologically, they did help me to recover, and I volunteered with them then for a number of years afterwards and helped them to set up support groups in the county in Tubbercurry and Ballymote, and help advocate for one in Enniscrone as well. And, you know, just generally get the message out that they did open support groups in Carrick and Shannon as well, and another one in North Leitrim. So that's what I was at. And trying to start these support groups and help them become established. And that was I found that very, very satisfying work.
Okay.
And then in Tubbercurry, of course, we opened a cancer support outreach centre there in 2015. So Tommy Gorman's programme brought all that back to me, all those years of struggling in hospital, trying to get over this tough transplant. Because when you have the transplant, of course, the medication that was required to chemo and all of that, other body issues rear their ugly head. And so I was struggling for a good few years afterwards. But look, I'm not in a bad place now. I'm not complaining. But
okay.
Tommy Gorman's program has all that back to me.